Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All righty, let's not forget the website. I remind you all the time, that's right, craigjamesfinancial.com. You pre-register on the site, folks, for all the great webinars and events. We'll tell you about them. We got a couple coming in play. One tomorrow, actually, tomorrow night. And we look forward to that as always. The week ended as far as the Dow Jones Industrial was concerned. 33 points upward. Futures is up slightly. It dropped. It was about 164. It dropped about 100 points since we went on the air. It's about 64 upwards there. So we'll see today brings to start off this week. That's where we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino of the Craig James Financial. And we say a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, very exciting. This is I'm telling you, it's getting exciting around here. We'll see what this is going to, the next few weeks are going to affect everybody listening, everybody. So we really have to pay attention, and if we can take action, we absolutely have to. Dow Jones Industrial Average, close for the week, 34,798, up 0.6 for the week, year-to-date, up 13.7%. The S&P 500 index closed at 44.55, up 0.5% for the week, year-to-date, 18.6%. The NASDAQ, 15,048, that's a tech-heavy NASDAQ 100 stocks. For the week was 0.0%, did nothing for the week. Year-to-date, 16.8%. And the European index was up 0.2%. Year-to-date, just under 10%, 9.6%. 10-year Treasury at a 1-spot 45. That jumped up from a 1-spot 31, 1-spot 32. That's a big move there. Year-to-date up 0.5%. And oil, 73.94. I'll repeat that, $73.94. That's up 2.7% for the week. Year-to-date, oil, drumroll, 52.4% positive. Yes, that's 52.4% positive. Since January 1st, you're paying 52% more on oil, maybe more depending on where you buy your fuel. It's a big jump. That's where we are right now. That's got to do with inflation, all that good stuff. We're starting to see over the last 30 years, as we're coming into the fourth quarter, coming up, that will be on September 30th, ends the third quarter. We're starting to see that the S&P 500 index has gained an average of 4.78%, almost 5% total return over the final 3 months of the year. Listeners, be aware. We're starting to see that that's coming up as we're coming in there. That should be in the bag. We say September could be a little volatile, and then the last fourth quarter tends to be positive, not always correct, but it's averaged over, if you take the last 30 years, you do the math, you'll see you're averaging just under 5% for the last 3 months. So, we got a lot going on, Jay. I don't know where to begin for, this weekend brought a lot of news. We could talk about some stocks. We could talk about, talk about the bill. That's the big one. Let's get through some things here. I see Nike. Nike reported that the end last week, the loss of production in the COVID-19 stricken Vietnam is among the supply chain issues it is encountering. So they're into some headwinds, they said last week on an earnings call. And so their full year sales outlook is going to be slashed down because Vietnam is being hit with COVID. It kind of scratch your head and say, well, we can make those in our country, but I'm not going to go there, Jay. I'll let you do that. Costco is having supply issues of its own. We're putting some limitations on key items like bath tissues. Yes, Jay, bath tissues. That's toilet paper, in other words. Roll towels, and their signature water and high demand cleaning related products due to the uptick in demand. So they're starting to see, yes, we're starting to see the toilet paper go, according to the head of Costco. And but their stock has done pretty well last week, rising 2.5% in spite of everything that they said. And then FedEx had a terrible earnings day last week when they talked about supply chain issues and the inability to hire enough workers. So they said their quarterly results would drop by $450 million due to labor shortages, notably for FedEx Ground. So that's a lot out there. I mean, so we're starting to see some of this picking up. CarMax are up 13% as Carvana. Used car pricing has strengthened again, so used cars are going up. Things are costing more, and we're starting to see some of these news. So for today, durable good orders, 8:30 in the morning, durable goods. These are things that you buy. A durable good is something you can buy in half for a while, like a refrigerator or something like that. And we see all those numbers at 8:30. The eyes will be on 8:30. And then in terms of earnings, we just have marijuana stock, Aurora Cannabis, after the close today. So we're taking a look. There's going to be a very intense next few days here. The U.S. House of Representatives is going to pass or at least present the bill to the floor on the bipartisan budget agreement, Jay. And then, as Nancy has said, and Mr. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, that she wouldn't be putting that through unless she has an agreement on the bigger package, the $3.5 trillion. So, that's where we're at today, which would include some tax changes and all sorts of other stuff. So the bill, which started at 2,000 pages, I think it's around 6,000 now, I don't know, but has a lot of issues, including invading people's IRAs. And so I saw a commercial last night on, I think it was one of the games that I was watching football, and basically saying that they're going to, you know, a couple of things, and that the second bill's got to be stopped. And it was requiring us to call Tom Suozzi, if he's your congressman. Obviously, we know Elise Zeldin's going to vote, but to call Tom Suozzi and ask him not to put this through. So very, very interesting. It's heating up, Jay. This is where the rubber meets the road. There is the fact that they're going to prevent Roth conversions or put salary caps on that. That is in the bill. There are some other things in there that are detrimental to investors and us financial planners. So it's one of those things that's very, very important. And this is the week, Jay.
I tell you, there is a lot going on right now. And, you know, listen, Pelosi said she will never allow anything to go to the floor. Unless she has the votes. But you know what? We got a postponement in play, probably till what? Thursday, I think it is. So, you know, you got a lot of back and forth here. You know, she had committed previously to holding the vote on the $1 trillion plan, the infrastructure deal, by today. You got the $3.5 trillion. I mean, there's a lot going on here. The $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan, you know, elder care, education, child care. But boy, I'll tell you, it looks like, I would love to see Pelosi eat her own words here, you know, because I think you're going to have, a little blindsiding here at the 11th hour, you know, regarding this stuff. Listen, how much is it possible to spend on all this stuff? How much? How much is enough, you know, when you think about it? So just some crazy times going on right now. But we'll keep an eye on that. You also have one of those great, fabulous 15 deals. Tarantino 15 deals coming up tomorrow night as well, right?
We have two financial 15s, 15 minutes, 7 to 7:15 p.m. tomorrow night. Student loan relief extension, we're going to talk about that. The Department of Education announced an extension of the student loan relief program. It's going to end in January, so we'll talk about that. We'll explain what that means. And on Wednesday morning, for the Tarantino financial 15, capital gains taxes, the background and history. We're going to talk about the history of capital gains taxes and what they're talking about now, because they're talking about increasing the taxes capital gains. You invest in something, you make money. You will be paying taxes on that money. If you invest in something and you lose money, well, you don't pay taxes on it. You only pay taxes when you're successful. We're going to talk about that program and how it started and what the future is going to look like under the new bill.
A lot going on. That's tomorrow night at 7, Wednesday morning, right after we end at 9. How do you get in, folks? You go to the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. You pre-register. It is phenomenal the way they go about that. Wonderful information, graphs. They do it all together. Fantastic stuff so that you can really understand what's happening as far as the financial world is concerned. Great stuff. We'll see what today brings. Interesting one here. The back and forth continues on Capitol Hill. Sir, we'll talk to you on a Tuesday. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. You're always doing great stuff. Thank you very much.
All right, my friend.